Welcome to the Unravel Podcast. My name is Alina.
And my name is Nina. And today I wanted to talk about balance.
Okay.
Work-life balance, how to not get burnout.
Okay.
You know, I think we all run multiple businesses. How do you balance personal, professional? And so I was thinking about something that is important to me when it comes to finding balance, and that is having certain morning routines are very beneficial for me.
Agreed.
I think it makes me feel grounded and in control because, you know, in our industry, 11 a.m. your days, who knows what's going to happen.
Correct.
So having certain things structured to where when inevitably there's a fire to put out or an appointment or something that's unexpected, you have still had those things that are stable each day. And I think for me, that's been very beneficial.
I agree. I would say more than probably two-thirds of my career, I didn't really have a very good balance. But recently, I've been very in tune with my weight loss and my health, and that has been really important to me. And in order to fully commit to those kind of commitments, I had to change my lifestyle and change my schedule. And that's when I realized I can't have the kind of work schedule I have if I intend to change some of my eating and health habits. So two of the most important things when you're losing weight and you're trying to maintain your health is working out and eating right. So I had to figure out a way to incorporate both of those things in my schedule. So I've penciled out about 3 hours a day in the mornings to go between getting ready to go to the gym, getting ready from coming from the gym, and being at the gym. So that's 3 hours of my morning. And then another 2 hours in the evening that I prep and make dinner every single evening. That's my routine that I have Monday through Thursday. And then Friday and the weekends, I can be a little more flexible to do whatever I want to do. I think it depends on what your goals are for you personally, business-wise, health-wise, all of that kind of stuff, and how you figure out how to make your schedule fit all of those things. Because if you don't, you're only going to thrive in maybe one area. And for me, that was business because that's all I was consumed with. First, trying to really focus on my personal health and just my habits in general.
I think half the battle too is getting to the point where you recognize, okay, things are getting dropped and there needs to be some kind of structure and systems in order to, you know, keep everything more balanced. I know for me, when I first started, I mean, you're right. You excel at a lot of business-related things. Like for me, you put all your eggs in one basket. But then you start to get burnt out because other aspects of your life are not keeping up with that.
So
I think realizing it a couple years in, it's like, okay, wait a minute. This is not sustainable. And so how do you find a way to manage your physical, mental health, family, other, you know, things that are going on in your life besides business?
I think it really just boils down to what your goals are in life. And I'm not talking big goals like, oh, I want to make $1 million or anything like that. I'm talking about what are your goals in life personally, physically, mentally, educationally, like what are those goals? And then how can you incorporate that into your daily schedule to achieve those goals? And again, like for me, mine was health. So I figured out how to incorporate that. And then another one of mine is education. I want to learn another language. I also want to be more educated in just certain areas of life. And so that's reading a book. And for me, I don't have time to sit down and physically read a book. But you know what? I'm in the car all the time that I do have time to listen to an audiobook in the car. So that's where I'm finding a way to incorporate what I need, what one of my goals is. I'm finding a way to achieve one of my goals by figuring out how to incorporate it in my schedule to make things all flow seamlessly. So I also know I'm not going to sit down and read a book for 2 hours, but I know I've got a 15-minute drive to my office, another 15-minute drive back home, that gives me an opportunity to listen to an audiobook or my podcast for the language that I'm trying to learn to be able to achieve those goals.
Yeah. But you had to stop and kind of figure out, okay, what are my priorities?
Correct.
What are some things I'm trying, you know, the language you're trying to learn, your focus on your physical health. You did have to pause and be like, okay, wait a minute. I want to focus on these things too in addition to growing. It's kind of like slowing down to speed up.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And when I tell you, it was such a huge adjustment. The schedule was such a huge adjustment to me, but it has made a world of a difference in my life and how I feel, just because it's nice. And also, like, one of the things I do as well is because I don't pencil out personal time for myself. So I know I cook dinner between 5 to 7 p.m. every single day. after 7 p.m., that's my personal time. Rather, I want to, you know, be working on the other language that I want to learn, spend time with my family. I can do whatever I want after 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And if I have an emergency with work, I can address that. I'm not sorry, after 5 o'clock. If I have an emergency with work and I have to use my computer, I can address that after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I've got that time and that window to do it, versus before, it was just whenever something happened, whenever I was needed, I would get up and run. I don't even take appointments on the weekends anymore. Unless I have a client that's coming into town and it's the only date that they can do, then okay, I'll make it work. But it's very rare that I take appointments on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it's allowed me to go do other things I want to go do. Like most of the time, like lately I've been in Atlanta every single weekend.
Yeah.
Because I really like going to Atlanta. I don't want to live there, but I like going to Atlanta. I enjoy the aspects of it. And I get to do that because I've allowed myself to be like, hey, this is, I've set boundaries for myself to be like, I'm not taking appointments on the weekends. Like, this is a boundary. I'll catch you Monday.
Yeah. But I do want to, like, clarify, because, I mean, I know you, but if an agent who's newer in the business is listening to this.
Probably
this,
don't have that luxury.
This is not your sign to take a vacation, necessarily.
Sure.
You know, if you have built a business like Alina has, where you have people that you've hired, a team that you've built, to where things are flowing and you're choosing just for your own mental health and relaxation to take time. But if you're a solo agent just starting out, you better hustle.
You've got to do what's good for your business. Work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got to do what's good for your business. And what may work for me or you might not be as good for a newer experienced agent. And if you have a family and you have the flexibility to do that, then by all means do with what's in your mean. But you may not be as successful starting off doing the same things that I do. Because I mean, when I was 18 and getting into real estate, I was taking calls at 9 o'clock at night. You want to see property tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.? Sure, yeah. I'll show you property. I was showing anything and everything. It didn't matter. But I think it depends on what your goals are for your business. And if your goal for your business is to be one of the best agents and, you know, do 30 million in sales, then, you know, you've got to put the time in to do that.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I think I've already reached a lot of my real estate goals that at this point, like, I still have real estate goals. It's just work harder, work smarter, not harder. So I want to make the same amount of kind of money, just not as hard as I've been working before.
Yeah.
And in my time in the industry, I think that's certainly possible. That's my goal now. But I think, again, everybody's in a different phase of life, and it just depends on what your goals are and what you need to do for your schedule to make sure those goals happen.
Yeah.
And I think it also is important to take a break and kind of figure out and pencil in your personal time, pencil in personal things you want to do so you don't get burnt out.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny that you say all that, because this year that's kind of a focus too, to work smart, not hard. You know, you want to grow, but then if you're so busy, all you do is work and you never take time to enjoy your life, what's the point of working? Agreed. To what end? And so for me, you know, this sounds kind of crazy, but I've won every award an agent could win as far as getting into the industry. And so right now, how I'm viewing it is like, what is sustainable? How can I be more selective with the clients that I take on?
Sure.
The ones that bring me less stress? Because in the past, every single client I would take on. Now, absolutely not. You ghost me one time, forget it.
Oh, I 100%
one
I agree.
Time,
I agree.
Forget it. Like, the disrespect
is unreal.
When I first started, I was like, oh, that's okay.
Right. I used to sit in a house and wait for an hour until the client got there, and they would never show up. Never again. And I literally will say, like, hey, you've got 15 minutes, obviously in a different manner, but I'd be like, you got 15 minutes to get here, I'm leaving. And that'd be the end of it. But I'm the same way. Like, if you do not show up for your appointment, or you ghost me, you'll never work with me again.
I mean, bottom line is,
it's disrespectful.
If you waste my time, and there's not a really good reason why, with peace and love, we're not going to work together.
Agreed.
You know,
agreed.
I can refer you to another agent if you still want to move forward. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm going to send you a text or an email in a professional manner.
Agreed.
Communicating this. But between you and me and for our audience, I'm not here to have my time wasted. So
agreed.
You ghost me one time.
Agreed.
You lie to me one time. No, we're done.
I agree.
Because I don't need your business. I'm glad if you choose to work with me, but at the
agreed.
Same time, it's a give and a take when it comes to...
Agreed.
Otherwise, it's exhausting.
Agreed.
And I'm not going to let the bad mood I have from working with you affect all my other clients, you know?
You're right.
No.
You're right. I had a client, a newer client, tell me the other day, he was like, I really like how candid you are. It makes me feel like I can trust you. And I was like, you know, when I first started off in the industry, and this usually applies for new agents, is that you're so money hungry, that you don't advise your clients properly, that you're so focused on just getting paid because you're new in the industry that you don't care if the transaction goes south or your client's not happy, you just want to get paid. And I think the one thing I can appreciate about us or agents who've been in it a little longer, who don't need the business, is that we're always going to guide our clients correctly and to the best of our ability and to the best of our knowledge and ability, because we don't need their business at the end of the day. We're truly here to represent them the best that we can. And the financial gain isn't a large part of it. Like, yes, we want to get paid for the work that we do. We want to get paid for the work that we do, not the work that we don't do, that we are undeserving of. And I'm not going to sell you a house that doesn't fit what you need and what you told me you needed from this.
And that's the thing. It's personal choice. But at this stage in my career, you know, like even some people, their goal is to sell 100 houses or 200 houses. That's not, not the goal. I mean, for those people who do that, that's awesome. That is the career that you're choosing. But even this year, I've started to take a little bit of time off on the weekends, start to relax. And it is quite nice because from like how you and I both grew up, always having to work and be focused on that only. But then now switching from, hey, we're workers to we're business owners, we're entrepreneurs. We are actually hiring people to work for us. So we're the CEO now. So the position is different. Yeah. And it's cool on the one hand, a little scary on the other hand, but it's just, I don't know.
We're in control of our lives, essentially. We're in control of our lives, whether it's the good thing and the bad things, unfortunately, but we get to craft what we want that to look like for us.
And for some people, it looks like working nonstop, never taking a break, everything falls apart, and that's what they're choosing. But for me, family's important. Right. Time off is important. And so just balancing everything so you don't get burned out. Because if you get burned out, it's your body and mind forcing you to take that break anyway. And then usually you lose business or, you know, it doesn't usually go well. Versus if you are choosing to get up and exercise or choosing to take the weekend off, you know.
Correct.
It's a bit more balanced. And I think that's healthier.
I agree. I agree. So,
well, I think that wraps up our time for today. Thank you for listening to us. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts and find us on social media. We release a new episode every Wednesday. Thanks for watching.